We're going to begin this next story with a list of items that used to be popular. Horse-drawn buggies, chariots, detachable collars on men's shirts, top hats, corsets. Now they're gone. Or are they? It turns out that old things do not disappear like you'd think. Here's science correspondent Robert Krulwich.
We invent things, and then after a while, some of those things disappear because we don't need them anymore. Everybody knows that. But no, says Kevin Kelly, human inventions don't disappear. They just don't ever.
I say that there's no species of technology that have ever gone globally extinct on this planet.
Which means what?
That means that things that are invented don't die off.
What?
I can't find anything that has disappeared completely from the Earth.
There's got to be things. Before we get into this, you should know Kevin Kelly was founding editor of Wired magazine. He runs an influential blog called Cool Tools about new technology. But apparently he did not notice, for example, that nobody makes carbon paper anymore.
I'm willing to bet. I mean, I'll take your challenge of carbon paper, but okay. I'm going to go all the way on this. And so I can find no case of an invention that is not being used somewhere on Earth today still.
And then he made this ridiculous bet. He said, I bet you can't find any tool, any machine, go back to any century you like, that still isn't being made and made new today. So all I have to do is find a single tool that's not being made anymore, and
yeah,
I win?
Right.
You're so going to lose this. How about a Paleolithic axe? Stone axe? Yeah, stone axe.
A stone axe still being made almost exactly the same way today.
And who's making them? I mean,
who is making them? Yeah. Well, lots and lots of people from all walks of life all over the country. And
I'm talking about ancient hammers here.
Yes.
John Whitaker, who teaches anthropology at Grinnell College in Iowa, says there are hobbyists by the thousands who buy Paleolithic hammers to make arrowheads for fun. I mean, you're talking about history buffs here, right?
Yes.
But that doesn't mean, though, that everything gets remade. I mean, nobody makes, I don't know, like steam-powered car engines anymore.
Actually, they do.
And sure enough, I looked online and I found Jay Leno showing off a steam-powered car engine.
This is a 10 horsepower, which 10 doesn't sound like much, but it makes a lot of torque.
You can actually buy brand new parts for your steam-powered car.
So people who collect old cars, toys, planes, typewriters, they need new parts. So this is getting a little harder than I thought.
Yeah, right.
So maybe because he was feeling so confident, Kevin confessed that at one point he'd found a copy of an 1895 Montgomery Ward catalog, which is kind of like a Sears catalog from 115 years ago. And just to test himself, he turned to the farming section thinking,
there's got to be really weird farm implements that are dead, that are extinct.
Right. And what happened?
We went through, and in every case, we were able to find...
You just said every case. Do you mean every...
Every case. Everything on that page, they were still being manufactured new.
No.
Shockingly, yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so now I know how to, I know I'm going to win this bet. I'm going to go through not just that page. I'm going to go through page after page after page of the Montgomery Ward catalog until I find something, which I will, that is not being made anymore. So I'm going to do this by calling...
This is Shad Malady.
In
Nevada, Iowa.
At what store?
A company called Almaco.
And Almaco sells farm equipment?
Yeah.
And they sell to suppliers in India and Africa, as well as to religious customers like the Amish who choose old tools. And you're going to help me out.
Okay.
Here. Okay. So do you guys at Almaco sell, and this is from the 1895 catalog, do you sell a corn bean seed planter that you can jab into the ground?
We have what's called our jab planter.
It's a jabber?
It's exactly what it is. Yeah,
okay.
We have actually two styles that we make, yes.
Okay, well, how about, do you have a hill-dropping fertilizer drill?
Sorry to disappoint you, but yes, we do.
How about a little giant broadcast hand seeder? This is a hand seeder you roll with a wheel in the front?
We make them.
Do you make a tornado tank pump?
I've heard of them.
Is there any tool you've got that you know of that's gone extinct? I mean, no one makes it all?
Mm.
Anywhere in the world?
That's a good question.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got me.
can't believe this is so difficult. Kevin, stop laughing. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I asked two really good sleuths, NPR's Jessica Goldstein and Mike Rucco, to go item by item through 6 pages of the 1895 catalog. And I said, find me something that isn't being made today. And Mike reported back.
We definitely were able to find everything that you listed.
Everything.
Yeah.
And then to make matters even worse, Professor Whitaker back in Grinnell, he said, you know, if you add up, you know, Stone Age tribes that still exist and poor farmers and modern hobbyists, for different reasons, people do hang on to old tools, which makes it kind of likely that they would last and last.
Yeah. That's not an unreasonable proposition. I think the longevity of basic technologies is astounding.
Carbon paper, by the way, I found at my local stationery store, so that's out. But that's when a Mr. Lehman, who sells farm equipment in Ohio, told us about an obscure grain drill, whatever that is no longer being made.
No.
So the 5-hole, 1-box grain drill you think is a completely extinct item?
I think so.
Let me be careful here, because this would be, for me, bingo.
Yeah, okay, let's go bingo.
Okay.
So this thing is no longer being made. Is that what you're claiming?
That's what I'm claiming. It's no longer being made.
They have grain drills, but not a small one like that.
Okay, so I'm going to give Kevin as much time as he needs to get himself out of this suddenly deep hole he finds himself in. And in like no time.
Already? I just spent about 2 minutes Googling, and I found a place in India, which I suspected, and it's a 3-hole, 1-box grain drill.
Is the 3-hole, 1-box grain drill being made new?
Yes, it's brand new, and they also do custom, so if you really wanted a 5-hole one, they would make a 5-hole one for you.
I'm running out of steam here. I can't.
So the idea is that there is basically no extinct technology, that everything that we have made in the past is still being made somewhere in the world today.
I so know you're wrong. But I just can't prove it. Robert Krulwich, NPR News.
You can help improve it if there's an invention or tool you're sure is not being made anymore anywhere. Write us at npr.org/Krulwich. He's got his own slash. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.